There's the full-time whistle. It's all over. And then from Cavan, the Ulster Junior Champions, as Downing suffered defeat on provincial final day on a final score of Den 3-8, Downing's 10 points. And I suppose on reflection over the entire course of this game, maybe a spell, Brendan, towards the end of the first half in that second quarter, the Downies got back into the match. But other than that, possession-wise, scoring-wise, it was Den that were champions, and deservedly so.
Yeah, deservedly. Listen, I should say, hats off to Downies in terms of getting here. They clung in. The sending off just meant as the game opened up that they were going to be, you know, going to get stretched, and that extra man was coming through. But a lot of powerful running from Den. I mean, as you say, Johnny McGrady was phenomenal in the day. So was Larkin Connor in particular. You know, Pasama was having a good game. His injury as well, Oisin, really affected them. But you're clinging at different ways that they might have stayed in the game, because Den were bossing it. They've had so many wides, so many shots into the keeper's hands. You know, they were kicking themselves out of the game, but they had so much possession that they just kept coming and coming and coming. And Downings were hanging in there, admirably hanging in there, Oisin. But I think the sending off then, and as the game opened up, meant that Den were just going to get in behind them, and those couple of second half goals killed the game. So listen, fantastic effort from Downings. You know, what might have been without them couple of injuries and that sending off, but really Den deserved the victory here today.
Yeah, and I suppose one of the platforms, well, a couple of platforms for this Den one, and we mentioned it several times, you said there's not really a half back line anymore in football, so we'll say the 5, 6 and 7 of yes. Den, Brendan, that were very, very effective. And big Kyogan as well, the centre half forward, had a big game for them.
Yeah, listen, he was a real handful throughout Oisin, but the movement all over the pitch and the tackling was huge. As I say, they bossed. They had such big men around the middle that Oisin, there was no short kick-out strategy from Downings, and that's what they needed on the day. They needed possession. Every time they lumped it out, it was coming straight back at them. And even though them wides was racking up about that, Oisin, the next kick-out, Den would win it again and put the pressure back on them. So Downings were kind of camped in there, and they kept coming and coming, and eventually, Oisin, no matter how many wides you're going to kick, the scores are going to start to tally up. But it was the goals that killed them at the end, and that's when they were stretched. So yeah, very impressive performance of Den outside of their finishing. They still ended the game with 3-8, Oisin, and as I say, completely destroyed Downings on the kick-out. And I think that was the big thing, the conditioning of Den, the kick-out, their ability in the tackle. An outside lad there, you know, that's where they bossed the game and where they took over the match. But listen, fair play to Downings. It still was a brilliant season.
Yeah, positives for Downings coming out of this game, looking at it, who played well, I suppose, who played well over the course of the championship for them. And
yeah, well, listen, I see McGrady still, Oisin, pulled off a couple of brilliant saves at the back. As I say, I suppose the Downings management regret that they hadn't got a short kick-out strategy, because that's one of the big downfalls of this today. But you see, Johnny McGrady was named at two, was all over the pitch. His 5 points today was phenomenal. McNutt played well. You know, the two lads tried their best at the Boyces in midfield. Listen, Connor was brilliant up front. I say, Pasama was all over the pitch. You know, McBride put in a shift as well. But really, against the physical pressure that was put on them today, they were no match for Den. But certainly next year, going into the intermediate, you know, Downings obviously lost the final 2 years ago. They come back this year, the same group of players, and give it one big push. And right through Ulster, and I suppose looking at other Donegal teams, obviously they all failed the first hurdle. So Downings have progressed into this far in this stage. So, you know, they'll still take a lot of experience from this today in terms of where they've been as a group of players. Take that into the intermediate championship next year and build on that. You know, there's a great tradition of football in Downings. It's up to these lads now to make their mark at intermediate level.